should every one of us in every kind of job seek out a mentor?
Yes. Really easy answer. Yes. And the mentors, you should not relegate them to your job necessarily. So you can have a mentor that is specific to your career, but you can also have a life mentor. You can have someone that has lived a life that you really admire.
What are they doing for you?
They're, first of all, being very real and honest with you. So they're giving you honest feedback. Second, they're helping guide you through some of the landmines that they might have had in their life or career. So giving you some very practical advice. And third, they see in you things that you don't see yourself. Now, they may have things they say to you at times, which you come away thinking, wow, that was hard to hear. But overall, you should know that they really care about you and want to see you succeed.
So who should it be? What are you looking for?
I list a few criteria. Age is one that we want to look at. We want to look at gender or sex as another area to talk about. And then the third one might be expertise. So when we think about age, I think there are certain seasons of life where mentors are ready to mentor somebody else. I find that cutoff to be early 50s.
Why not younger than that? Why not 40s?
They're still in the middle of all their life pressures, and they're still growing their career, and they've got kids at home, and they're trying to juggle it all. They don't have any time for you. And so when I've seen people reach out to those folks, the mentor relationship tends to be frustrating for them. It becomes more transactional. They can grab coffee with you and answer your questions, and then they're off for 6 months.
And then you said gender, another piece of this.
So this is particularly challenging for women. Often, younger women in the workplace, they look for older women to mentor them. But consistently, what I've seen in my experience and others is that women more senior in the workplace are not as open and as receptive to mentoring younger women. That's not always true, but they tend to be more territorial.
Well, I mean, why is that? What's going on there?
Big question. Not really sure why, but I've just heard story after story of younger women reaching out to older women and having that either them be ignored or actually the older women snapping back at them saying, get out of my way.
So is it okay to then go with the opposite sex, even vice versa? Maybe a male could find a female mentor who would not necessarily be as threatened?
I think that's absolutely the case. Strip sex and gender out of it and just look for someone that you really admire who they are. Look more for values and how they live their life.
How do you approach someone and say, hey, I want you to be my mentor?
In a real mentor relationship, you pick them and they pick you. Whether they were once a professor and maybe they were teaching you, which was true in my case, or you interact with them in other ways and you just see something about how they do things and you reach out to them and you say, I'd love to learn more. Can I buy you coffee? Can I buy you lunch? And it should unfold that way. And the burden's on you to keep that relationship going. But you'll know pretty quickly if they're interested and engaged because they'll reciprocate in a very open way.
Brandon Smith is our go-to guy for all things work and career. See you next time.
Absolutely, Joshua.